campaign stop in Pennsylvania. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. As Tuesday's midterm elections quickly approaches, the big names coming out Saturday to support their party's candidates in Pennsylvania. At a rally in Philadelphia, President Biden praising Democratic Senate candidate Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's resilience.
John's gotten knocked down, but he gets back up. He's gotten up quickly. John has character, integrity, and he's going to be a hell of a good senator, United States Senator for Pennsylvania.
Fetterman suffered a stroke several months ago. Former President Obama also lending his support at the rally. And at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, former President Trump backing the state's Republican candidates.
The people of Pennsylvania are going to elect Dr. Mehmet Oz to the United States Senate. And you're going to send the great Doug Mastriano, a terrific man. These are great people, great men, to the governor's mansion. You're going to elect the incredible slate of true America First Republicans.
A shooting outside a bar in Philadelphia leaves 9 people wounded. Fox 29's Jennifer Lee has more.
Police say that there was a black vehicle that was sitting on that street on East Allegheny, and then a bunch of people exited that car and began firing at the crowd. Right now, we are told that 9 people were shot. All of them were taken to Temple Hospital. 2 of them are in critical condition, 7 of them in stable condition.
No arrests have been made yet. In more Philly news, the Houston Astros now the World Series champs after beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in Game 6 Saturday night. It's the Astros' second title in 6 seasons and the first for 73-year-old Dusty Baker as a manager. Remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Senate race in Ohio between Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance is heating up. The winner will succeed retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from Columbus, Ohio.
As we've been talking about, both Senate candidates here in Ohio are barnstorming the Buckeye State, trying to turn out those undecided voters. We're in a Baptist church here where there is no drinking in the Columbus suburbs, where we see Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is just praying that Democrats are going to come out to the polls on Tuesday, because the polls show that this race remains close, but our power rankings show the state is leaning into Republicans' favors. Tim Ryan, though, has certainly given this a good shot. We've seen him out on the campaign trail trying to reach more of these moderate voters. He's been doing events at union halls. He was at an employment center. And as I mentioned, he's doing a Soul to the Polls event today. Ryan tells us that he knows that this race will ultimately come down to turnout.
Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving losing a major sponsorship deal over his promoting of anti-Semitic propaganda. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Nike Friday suspending its relationship with Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving and canceling its next Irving-branded shoe release, the Kyrie 8. This in response to his failure to fully disavow a documentary he posted to social media that featured anti-Semitic sentiments on multiple occasions. Nike adding in a statement, quote, "At Nike, we believe there is no place for hate speech and we condemn any form of anti-Semitism." This decision comes one day after the Nets suspended Irving at least 5 games for failing to deliver a proper apology for his remarks, Irving issuing a statement apologizing just hours after being benched by the Nets.
In college football, number 10 LSU upsets number 6 Alabama 32-31 in overtime. Notre Dame with the blowout win over number 4 Clemson 35-14. And number 1 Georgia defeating number 2 Tennessee 27-13. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.